Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show where web video meets the issues. Tonight's videos include a Barack Obama roast of Rahm Emanuel from 2004. See what he was saying about his future chief of staff back then. That's tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75 on the New York City cable systems. Governor Patterson is giving a news conference right now announcing spending cuts to help the state balance its budget in this financial crisis. Among the things he's proposing, $2 billion in cuts for the budget year that's already in progress, and some reduction in school aid, tuition increases for SUNY. Let's listen to the governor's opening statement from this news conference, and then we'll talk about these proposals and how it might affect you.
My partners in government, Majority Leader Dean Skelos, Speaker Sheldon Silver, and Minority Leaders Malcolm Smith and James Tedesco, have agreed to a special economic session on November the 18th, which is next Tuesday. I am happy to have them as my partners in government and hope that we will be able to make it a fruitful session. We'll do everything I can to listen to them and try to heed their warnings or their ideas as to how to close a $1.5 billion deficit that we have remaining in this year's budget, which has ballooned since our August session, where we not only closed the budget deficit with the help of the legislature, but we went $427 million beyond it. We now feel that that deficit is back to $1.5 billion and that there's an additional $12.5 billion deficit next year. In order to close it, we will have to obviously look at some proposals, and today we are releasing our proposal as to how to save $2 billion this year, which would translate into $3.2 billion in the 2009-2010 budget, bringing us an overall savings of $5.2 billion. So if you add the $1.5 billion to the $12.5 billion, we would bring our deficit down to $8.8 billion next year if there are no further reductions to our revenues this year. If there are, this is the reason why we're proposing $2 billion in cuts on November 18th so that we don't have to address this again. And if that's the case, that we do have to address it again, we still would save over we would have $500 million less than we were actually going to cut, and that would be $9.3 billion. So either way, our actions that we would take on November 18th can significantly reduce next year's budget while closing the budget deficit at the same time. And we recognize that all areas of government are going to have to suffer some of these cuts, and they will be painful. This is the result of our increased spending over years and years, and now the downturn on Wall Street, which had bailed us out for a number of years, and now the well has run dry. Our families and our businesses around the state have learned to adjust to these budget deficits, and now our government will have to adjust as well. School aid and health care comprise 52% of the spending of our general fund, and they will have to, as well, be cut proportionally. Therefore, we are recommending that we reduce the growth of our education budget from 9% to 5%. This is not a cut. New York City performed some cuts in the last couple of years under Mayor Bloomberg, but this is not a cut. It is a reduction in what are the scheduled increases from 9% to 5%. We project that this would save us $800 million. In the area of health care, we would like to reduce the Medicaid growth from 2% to 1%. That's not reducing Medicaid from 2% to 1%. It's reducing the growth from 2% to 1%. The Medicaid growth will still be a little over 10% for the year of 2008-2009. If we are able to accomplish this, this will be significant, as it will save $572 million. Now, there are those who will see these as draconian cuts, or they will describe them that way. And I'm not going to minimize the gravity of the cuts. They certainly are severe. But let's take a further look. Our per-pupil education allowance to students in 2006 was $14,484 million per pupil. About $14,484 per pupil. I'm sorry. And if you look at the cuts that we're offering today and assess them with the education increases over the last 2 years, the education budget has still increased by 16% over the last 2 years, even with the cuts, even with the reductions that we are proposing. If that's the case, then we think that many of the advocates may not like these cuts, but they can't say that these are beyond the perimeters of what would be reasonable to cut at this time with this deficit.
Governor David Patterson, speaking moments ago at a news conference at his Manhattan office. For one thing, you have to marvel at his memory, that he has all these figures in his head, so specific as he has been, having to memorize things as he does because of his vision impairment, not referring to any notes or anything else. But here are some of those figures again, and a little bit more from what he went on to say in terms of the very specific cuts. To eliminate billions of dollars in deficits, he called right there, the part we just heard, for a 5% increase in aid to public schools instead of a projected 9% increase in aid to public schools. He also proposed later on a $600 or 14% increase in tuition at SUNY and a $600 increase at CUNY, a roughly 15% hike. He said that would still leave SUNY and CUNY tuition lower than most public colleges in eastern states. He is also calling for concessions by public worker unions, including delaying negotiated raises. These are raises already negotiated in union contracts, including for the United Federation of Teachers. But the powerful the three biggest unions involved have said that they will not consider concessions unless they come with offsetting sweeteners or other enticements. The governor also proposed that state employees and retirees contribute to their own Medicare Part B premiums, and he noted that school aid has risen at a historic pace in recent years and healthcare spending, which he also said there that he would cut the growth of, is much higher than in most states. So let's talk about this with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News, who's been listening to the governor. Ken, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Oh, no problem. How are you?
Good. Any other headline items that I missed in terms of proposed cuts that he actually proposed? He did say, I should add one other thing, that he did say for now he would not propose any increases in taxes, correct?
Correct, and no layoffs. Said that, you know, he's going to ask public employee unions to forego their 3% raises next year and to pay more for health benefits. New York City, a $40 million reduction in its local aid, which would bring it to $200 million or so this year. You know, just a wide range of cuts to many of the sacred cows of state government. You're going to hear a lot of protests. You're going to hear howls of protests. And it's going to put the legislature on the spot in the next week or so.
Well, he was trying to anticipate some of those howls of protests by saying, look, we're not cutting education. We're cutting the rate of growth in education spending. I guess he was trying to argue that we're not going to see a cut in per pupil education spending around the state. And the same thing with Medicaid. What's the comeback to that?
Well, look, I think a lot of people anticipated this. I think the comeback is going to be that when you do these cuts mid-year, Schools have already budgeted for it. It's harder for them to move money around. They've already gone, in the cases outside of New York City, to taxpayers and set their budgets based on what they expected from the state. That said, anyone who thought that there likely wouldn't be cuts either later in the year or certainly next year just wasn't paying attention. I mean, you know, with the economy starting on the downturn, the legislature still approved in an election year a 9% increase to school aid, which was a record, $1.8 billion. I mean, most people will see it cut to $1 billion and say, I think they can live on it. But the teachers' unions, which are very powerful here, will certainly fight it. I don't know if you remember, right before the election, the New York State United Teachers, which is the largest union, the statewide union, they withheld their endorsements until both the Republican Majority Leader Dean Skelos and the Senate Minority Leader Malcolm Smith agreed that they would oppose any mid-year cuts. Lo and behold, after they made statements saying that they would oppose those cuts, you know, the union endorsed almost every one of their incumbent members. So there's a lot of sway by the unions. Same with the public workers unions.
Yes.
Same with the health care unions and hospitals.
And yet there is a theme to what we heard in the portion of the Secretary of the Treasury's news conference that we aired part of last hour and Governor Patterson's news conference here, which is that the real economy is deteriorating at such a more rapid clip than they expected when, in Paulson's case, he announced the original $700 billion bailout plan. And in Patterson's case, when he announced the original cuts in August, that they both have to do something. So that's the position that the governor is in, having to do something. And the legislature refused to propose its own alternatives. He had asked them to come up with ideas of their own so that he didn't impose them from the top by last Friday, in advance of the special session that's coming next week, and they came up with nothing. What's that about?
Well, they don't want to be the ones on the hook for these things. Ultimately, they'll have to approve some of these things, but they don't want to be the ones proposing them. They are so afraid of the unions that in this case, they're ignoring the will of the people. I mean, I think most people look at what the governor proposed and would probably think it was a reasoned approach. You know, it was school aid is still going up. I mean, so, you know, I'm sure there will be people who say he should have cut deeper, and I'm sure we'll see that when he proposes his budget for next year, next month.
That argument as well. Of course, there is the Campaign for Fiscal Equity lawsuit, so there's basically a judge's order that New York City schools, at least, need to see massive increases in state aid just in order to be providing a sound basic education under the state constitution as compared to other districts in the state. I do want to play a specific response. I guess it was kind of a pre-sponse because it came this morning. But anticipating exactly this kind of thing, Ron Deutsch, president of New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, laying out what some alternatives might be.
Talk to people about what some of the options really are. All he's talking about is what can be cut from the budget. He's not talking about the revenue side of the equation. He's not talking about reserve funds that the state has. He's not talking about tax fairness.
No revenue side, no reserve funds, no tax fairness. Now, revenue side and tax fairness obviously mean the possibility of raising taxes on some people. So is that a major point of debate that we're going to hear now within the legislature?
That is a major point of the debate. A lot of the Democrats, particularly Democrats who are going to be coming into control in the Senate, but also Assembly Democrats, have said that the state will not be able to deal with its fiscal crisis, its long-term fiscal crisis, without quote-unquote revenue enhancers. What they've been pushing is to increase the personal income tax on the wealthy, on millionaires. There's also been a drumbeat the past week that the state raid its rainy day fund. That's about $1 billion right there. The state, the Patterson administration says we need that money in case of real hard times. And those who want to raid it are saying, well, if it doesn't get worse than this, so it's time to go into that fund. I think the governor's message, and it's been a consistent one, is New York has consistently taxed and spent its way out, or borrowed and spent its way out of deficits in recent years, and now the toll is here. We have to pay the piper, and he's saying we need to cut all we can cut from the budget and break our addiction to taxes before we even consider the revenue side. Now, that said, there are some revenue enhancers. He would increase a tax assessment on health care insurers, which would be passed on to those who pay the premiums, and he would also increase assessments on hospitals and nursing homes.
20 seconds. What comes next?
A huge budget battle between the legislature, because we don't even know, with so much uncertainty in the Senate, if they will be able to do anything next week when they come back to Albany.
All right. There's a special session scheduled for next week to deal with the unfolding budget emergency in New York State. Ken Lovett, Daily News, Albany Bureau Chief, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Good to be here.
Nuala McGovern is the executive producer of The Brian Lehrer Show, with producers Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett. Today, Dimitri Krasno at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.